7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Kind of a drizzly morning, but we can still work around the yard, put on some rain gear, get out there, and let's get the garden to bed. And remember last October, for those of you that have a short memory, we had 16 inches of snow. So maybe a good idea to take out the snowblower and get it tested to make sure that it does work. Okay, joining us this morning is Mike Tate from the Compost Tumbler. And being that we're cleaning our gardens, the leaves are coming down, pine needles are coming down, why throw them away when you can change it to rich black gold? Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Looks like fall is finally here.
Yeah, the color is beginning. In Maine, we're about, I'd say about 50% right now.
Yeah, we're starting to see the change of color here and starting to get a little bit of leaves falling. Everything's starting to slow down, so time for a little fall cleanup.
Tell us about the Compost Tumbler, Mike.
Sure. There's a great line of products, 5 different models, all different sizes. So it doesn't matter whether you've got acres or whether you have a nice little city garden. We have a product that's made for you. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, Paul, was what to do when you're looking for a composter and deciding what's the best model for you. There are actually 4 different things that you want to look for. And there was, many years ago, there was a lot of research done into composting and how does it work, why does it work effectively, all those sorts of things. And they came away with 4 key points. The first one was the shape or design of the drum or container that you're using. So all 3 dimensions should be the same length. So your length should be the same as your height and your width. And the reason for that is they found when those shapes are the same, when those lengths are the same, it creates the largest heat core. And as you know, the heat core is what allows composting to go from 10 months to a year to a few weeks. So all of the compost tumblers have a drum in which the length, the height, and the width are all the same dimension. So you get the largest possible heat core. After that, the next thing that you're looking for is how easy it is to turn. Again, as you know, compost gets heavy. All that grass, if you have some manure, you've got leaves in there, paper products, it can weigh several hundred pounds. And so you need a product that's easy to turn, because if you stop turning it, again, the process begins to slow down. So with our larger models, we all have gear and handle-assisted turning. So the unit helps you do the work of mixing the materials. And with the smaller units, there are all grooves built into the unit so that it's easy to turn. Then the last 2 things that you need to think about are how do you manage the air inflow, because air is an important part of composting, along with moisture. How does excess moisture get out? So the compost tumbler has a series of vents. One at the top for air to come in. And that's important because as you think about it, as you fill up the drum or the container, if the air vents are at the bottom, the materials are going to cover up that vent, clog it, and prevent any air from coming in. And likewise, there's also water drainage vents that are at the bottom of all the units. So when you have a lot of excess moisture, let's say you're using a lot of kitchen waste, a lot of grass, things that have a high moisture content, you need to be able to allow that to escape. So when you have all four of those things, you have the maximum efficiency in composting. And the Compost Tumbler line of products are the only products on the market that have all four of those key elements built into it. So that's how, when we advertise, you make compost in 14 days, that's how you do it, by building a unit that has all the key elements into it.
Now, at this time of the year, Mike, we're getting pine needles, we're getting leaves, and we're getting garden debris. What's the percentage that we should be adding and mixing to the compost tumbler to get the best result?
You know, a lot of times when you think about composting, you think about it as an early in the year or in the season process. You get compost into your yard or into your garden or your flower beds to help them through the year. But actually, fall is the best time to make compost. And the reason why I say that is because you have a great mix of materials. You have your high nitrogen content, your greens, which are still your summer, late summer fruits and vegetables. A lot of people still have grass that's growing that gets mowed. But then you also have these fall materials that are coming in, like leaves, pine needles, things like that, which are great to mix together. So when you're putting together your compost batch, you don't want anything less than a 50-50 split between green and brown. And the more green you have, the faster it goes. So that's why it's a great time of year. You've got browns to use, but you still have a lot of greens that you can add in there as well. Don't go less than 50-50 and try to get more greens than browns.
Okay, so greens would be grass clippings and plant debris, and brown would be leaves and pine needles?
You've got it. Think of it this way. Your browns are going to be anything that at one time came from a tree. So it's going to be your leaves, your pine needles, your pine cones, any type of wood-based leftovers like sawdust, wood chips. And then, of course, the one item that people rarely think of when they're composting are paper products. So paper from your printer or from your copier at work, newspaper, you know, lined paper that the kids use in school, cardboard. All those things are great for composting. Don't just crumple them up and throw them away. All that mail you get, again, as long as it doesn't have a gloss coating on it, you can use it.
Now, how would you use newspapers? Would you shred it first, or?
The best way is to shred it. You know, either just rip it up by hand, or if you have a paper shredder, that works great too. But you do want to get it into smaller pieces. Don't just throw a whole Sunday newspaper in there and expect it to break down. But yeah, just hand shred it, and that's going to be fine. And a lot of times when you mix it with your garden waste, your grass, or your fruits and vegetables from the kitchen, there's enough moisture in there that it'll break down easily. Just keep an eye on it. Maybe check every couple days if it looks a little dry. Get your watering can or your garden hose and sprinkle a little water in there.
So, like magazines, we should stay away from?
Exactly. Anything with a gloss to it will not work. You don't want that kind of material going into your ground, going into your garden, your flower beds. But any type of regular paper or paper-based product, even things like paper towels and the rolls, the leftover rolls from paper towels, the cardboard, those are all great to recycle and put in your composter. There's a lot of things in your household that are recyclable and compostable that you don't necessarily think of.
Now, if we're going to be putting in leaves and pine needles and grass, and plant debris and mixing in some newspaper, how do we rank the amount of, like, shredded paper in there? Because we had talked 50-50 green and brown. What does paper, what's that considered?
That's going to be a brown. So, again, anything that originated from a tree, anything that's wood or paper-based is going to be considered your browns. So that's, and the great thing about browns is that you can store them forever. So you can use paper now, and as you're gathering your leaves, you can add some leaves in there. But all those leaves, all those paper products can be stored so that next spring and early summer, when you don't have all those things readily available, you can pull those out and mix them with your fresh lawn and garden waste that you're composting then.
Okay. Now, while we're talking about newspaper, we're coming on the break. Think about this. One of the things I was always told is to stay away from using the funny papers. It's got a lot of colored ink in it. So when we come back, tell us about that, if that is something that can be composted.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Mike Tate about composting and the compost tumbler. And Mike was telling us that, during the summer months when we run out of brown material, which is trees with leaves, pine needles, and so forth, we can use newspaper, paper towels, and that'd be a way to recycle rather than throw them into the landfill. Now, how about the cartoon page with all the colored ink? Should that be avoided?
That's a great question. Traditionally, you were always told to avoid color print. However, the large majority of printers have moved to a soy-based ink, and so you can use those now. Now, if you're unsure, you can always just contact your own newspaper and ask them. But a lot of newspapers actually, proudly display that they're using soy-based ink. And in those scenarios, and again, that's most of the printers now, it is safe to use those. At this point, the only thing that you would want to avoid is something with a gloss coating, which a lot of times you find sales ad inserts in the middle of the paper will sometimes have that gloss coat, and those you still want to avoid.
Wonderful. Great information. Now, tell us about your website, Mike.
Absolutely. The website, the name of the product is the name of the website, so it's www.composttumbler.com. It's C-O-M-P-O-S-T-U-M-B-L-E-R, composttumbler.com. There you'll find information on all five of our models. Again, everything from somebody who has acres of property to somebody who does container gardening on a patio in the middle of a city. You'll also find a comparison page, which allows you to look at the units side by side and decide what model's right for you. Lots of information about composting, what to compost, how it works, and also, of course, information about our current sale. All the models are on sale. We've got some low fall prices as well as some gifts for those who buy. And, of course, also you can always join our email list. We do a weekly email special most weekends during the year, which generally allows you to get a little bit extra off as well.
Can you tell the listening audience what compost does for the garden, Mike?
Yeah, it's nature's fertilizer is the easiest way to put it. So instead of running out to the garden center or hardware store to pick out a bag of fertilizer, just make it yourself. So all you're doing is taking all the organic matter, which would normally break down on its own, putting it together in a container and creating a fertilizer, which you'll then either put into the ground, till it or hoe it into the ground as a fertilizer at the beginning or the end of the season, or you would use it as a mulch during the season to help suppress weeds and also provide nutrients to the soil. So it gives your plants and your flowers and your vegetables a healthier start, allows them to retain water better, and generally allows them to grow to their fullest extent.
Now, one of the things that I get asked often, that people will have, let's say, cucumbers or squash, and they have powdery mildew problems over the summer. Now they're cleaning their gardens. Can they take that plant that had a fungus, put it in a compost tumbler? Is the heat that it generates strong enough to kill those disease spores?
You can get that kind of heat. What I would suggest is that you make a few trial runs, again, to make sure you're hitting the heat that you need. In order to make compost quickly, you need a temperature of about 120 degrees or higher. However, to kill off weed seeds or other types of problems, you have to hit 160 degrees. So you can do it. You can do it in the compost tumbler. I would just recommend you make a trial load first to make sure that you get the levels of heat that you need. But once you're comfortable doing that, you can start using a lot of things that you would normally say you couldn't work with and throw away.
Okay. And like at this time of the year, besides plant material, pumpkin, squash that you decorate the house with, that can all go in the compost tumbler as well, right?
All gets composted. Don't waste anything. Reuse it. Recycle it all.
Wonderful. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the information. It's a great product, folks. Go to the website. Check it out.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Ellen from Cape Cod with a question about hollyhocks.
Ellen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Paul. Recently, I was on a trip and brought back some seed pods from the hollyhocks, and they were really pretty, so I brought the seed pods back, and I'm wondering whether or not to plant them now or in the spring.
Well, it's basically October tomorrow.
Right.
Do you have a way of, see, they, I don't think they would have enough time if you planted them now outside to germinate and grow and survive. What I would do is wait, start the plants indoors in March.
Okay.
And then transplant to the garden when the threat of frost is over. If it was September, I'd say yes. But being that tomorrow's October, I would wait until March. Plant them then, get them going, and then you can transplant.
Okay. Perfect. Because some of them are going up to New Hampshire, and that's even colder than it is here.
Yeah, definitely it won't have enough time. And, you know, we had such a nice spring.
Right.
who knows what's going to happen this fall? Are we going to have a nice fall, or is it going to be like last October? Remember?
I do.
That crazy Halloween snowstorm with 16 inches. Let's hope that doesn't happen again.
I agree with you. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
I just had didn't know the best way to do this, and I didn't want them to rot in the ground. So I will start them in March.
Okay, and the main thing that you want, do not keep them in plastic.
Oh.
Keep them in a paper envelope. If you put them in plastic, they'll get moldy because there's still a little bit of moisture.
Yes.
And the seed will get moldy and it will die.
Oh, my gosh, I'm glad you said that because they are in plastic.
Yeah, so break them apart, and if you want to remove the actual part from all that mess, and just keep the seeds, and put them in a paper envelope, not plastic. Otherwise, I guarantee you, by March, you'll be one bag full of mold.
Okay. Oh, and these are really pretty. They're single-petaled in a light pink in a big flower.
Great.
Wonderful. Thank you. You saved the seeds.
Thank you. Well, let me know how you make out.
All right, Paul. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from Mass with a question about jalapeno peppers.
Hey, Carol. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. Last year, we brought in a couple of jalapeno pepper plants for the winter, and they did very well. My question is, can we bring in the same ones another year? Will they make it, or should we get some fresh from the garden?
I would use the ones that were newly planted this year rather than take plants that are already on their second year. I think you'd have a better chance and they would stay more productive with fresh plants rather than older plants. You know, it is an annual. It can only produce for so long. So if you have other plants that look good, healthy, they have flowers or peppers on them, bring them in. My dad did that every year. He would always dig a couple of pepper plants that had a lot of young fruit, pot them up, bring them inside, and they did real, real well.
Okay, thank you very much. I will do that.
So give them lots of light.
Mm-hmm.
I would feed them on about every 3 to 4 weeks with Miracle-Gro or blooming and rooting fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And they should do real good for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now the other thing that you want to do is you have no insects in your home.
Right.
So get accustomed to your blossoms. Tap the blossom every single morning to stir the pollen.
Okay.
And because you need movement to get the pollen onto the flower for pollination purposes.
Okay.
Other than that, you should be okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tom, we have open lines. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will all work together to help you to have a wonderful gardening season. Now, this time of year is bulb planting season. And I want you, when you buy your bulbs, to look at them very, very carefully. Daffodils, for example, look on the underside of the bulb where there is a circle of roots. And it's like a raised area. Press on the bottom to make sure that it's solid. If you press on the bottom of your daffodil and it feels soft, the bulb is no good. Okay? So squeeze before you buy. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Cape Cod with a question about her hosta.
Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thanks for all your help over the years. You are special.
Thank you.
Several questions, not only about hosta. Paul, when should we cut back, or should we cut back Rose of Sharon?
If you're going to cut it back in March or April.
Okay.
And that will that will help it to become wider, thicker, and produce more blossoms. And you can control the height.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And also, how do I get rid of grass and Pachysandra? I think when they seeded the lawn, they seeded my Pachysandra.
Well, I'll tell you, the best way is take one section a day, get down on your hands and knees, and pull.
Okay.
And just try to do it manually, okay? And ever try doing it now. If you have a nice day, you want to get outside, start doing it now. And then in April, you can buy a product called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. And it's a granular product, and you would shake it right in your ground cover bed, water it in. It will create a barrier and prevent grasses from growing.
Great. I will do that. Also, another couple of questions. When do we cut in half hosta daylilies and seed them and put the new pieces in another area, and how do we do that?
Okay, I mean, you want to divide them?
Yes.
You can divide now. I just divided daylilies and hosta a week ago.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I cut them to about 3 inches from the ground, dig them up, and then I pull them apart and try and split them in two or three pieces, something that still has a good size to them, and then plant them.
Okay. And no special soil. I usually use Costa Maine lobster product with other nutrients when I transplant. Is that okay?
Sure. I mean, the better you prepare the soil, the easier the root system will develop, the faster the plant will get established, and it will guarantee you a really nice spring. So, but hosta, daylilies, iris, and all different types of iris can be moved and divided at this time of the year. No problem at all.
And the sedum also?
Yeah, sedum also.
Okay,
yeah.
Grace. One more question, if you'd be so kind.
Sure.
I have a couple of plants, and especially my grasses. They were planted a little bit more than a year ago. They're not doing very well. I'm surprised. I thought they'd be big and bushy by now, and they're not. If I put Thrive on them now, will it help?
Now, are these ornamental grasses?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. How much sun are they getting?
In the afternoon, all afternoon.
Wow. Yeah, they should be growing really, really well. And how long have they been in there? 2 years, you said?
No, not quite.
Not quite 2 years?
No. Mm-mm.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I would put Plant Thrive in it.
Okay.
And give them, and then probably hit them again 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that will help it out. And then the plant will go dormant once we get a good hard frost. Is the grass making a seed head at this point?
I don't really know. What does a seed head look like?
Looks like wheat.
At the tippity top.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Not a lot, but a few.
A few, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they do have some.
Okay. It should have a lot.
Okay.
So I would try that. And then during the year, this is a perennial. So if you could use something like Flower Tone or Dr. Earth Flower Fertilizer with probiotics. These are organic, they're slow release, and if you did that spring and fall, I think you would see a big, big difference. Miracle-Gro is a good product, but it only lasts 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, it's gone.
So use
a granular organic for the best results.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. If you get a chance, I want you to check out our website. Write this down. Green Print. GREENPRINTS. Green Print is a gardening magazine like I have never seen. It's, most of the gardening magazines have ads for furniture and everything else but gardening for the most point. And this is a small gardening magazine. It's a quarterly magazine. And in 2011, it was voted the best small gardening magazine for the country. The editor is Pat Stone, and he is the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul. And this is a great magazine. It's all stories about the garden. And I think that you will really enjoy it. So if you go to the website, they have a sample of some of the stories that are in the magazine that you can look at. And it's something that you may be interested in. I really enjoyed it. It is, again, www.greenprints.com. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Mass with a question about his lawn.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Sir, I listen to your program every Sunday.
Thank you.
I have a problem with my lawn, and it's black medic. And I have True Green service my lawn, and they give me 6 applications. The first application is usually fertilizer. The second application is weed killer, which the weed killer takes care of the purge and the dandelions, but it acts like a fertilizer to black medic. As soon as they put that down, the black medic flourishes. I have to call them 2 or 3 times to give me a courtesy visit to kill the black medic, which they do, but the following year the black medic is right back in the same spot.
Well, if it was me and you've been doing this and paying them to take care of your lawn should be perfect. If they're feeding it and taking care of it six times a year, and they're unable to kill this weed, it may be time to change to a different company.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I would say so, sir, but you know what I mean? They seem to kill it for maybe for the rest of the year, and then the following year, it's right back.
Yeah, so they're only killing the top growth. They're not killing the root.
Yes, that's what I figured.
Whatever product they're using is not a systemic. It's not something that's able to get down to the root and kill it. It's only killing the surface foliage. And at times, it will actually make it get worse.
I see.
So I would, is it up now?
No, it's not. They've already come two times, and they got rid of it. But next year, after they lay the weed killer, it flourishes. It kills the dandelions, it kills the purge, but it doesn't touch the black medic.
Okay. Then what I would do during the winter months is start asking friends, neighbors, who they use as a lawn care company. Make some calls and say to them, you have a problem with this particular weed, and the company that you are currently paying is unable to control it, and ask them if they are able to.
Okay.
And you want a guarantee. I mean, if you're going to pay them to take care of your lawn.
Yes.
They should be able to take care of it. These are licensed people who have been trained, and they are able to use chemicals that you and I cannot use on the lawn.
I see.
So they should have something strong enough that will take care of it.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, and I will continue listening to you like I always do.
Thank you so much.
All right, then. Bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the